Welcome to The Reason. I'm your host, Braxton, and I'm here with two of my best friends, Jennifer and Carter. Today, we're going to dive into just a little bit of everything, from struggles to our friendships and how we keep going with everything we've been through. This podcast will be very adventurous and hopefully help viewers understand what we talk about. Sometimes the underdogs rise and the mighty fall. So for instance, the other day when I was with a few friends, we got to talking and they were like, Braxton, you live such a perfect life. Like, you're never down, you're always smiling, and just, you have your life together for such a young age.
I wish I had my life together.
Same.
Like, people don't understand that just because you post something on social media or I took a good picture and I'm smiling today does not mean that you don't go through everything on a daily basis.
Okay, like, full on, no one ever thinks that I'm in a bad mood ever because of that. I put on such a good fake face, and I've gotten so good at it.
And that's not healthy either. Like, why do we have to put on a fake face for social media? I'm telling you, it's ruining our world.
It definitely is. I just feel like it's like a fake person of us. It doesn't feel like...
Yeah, it's We're a totally different version of yourself.
Yeah, it's like, not even the real us. And I think we put on that fake face just to show people, the people that made us come down on ourselves, showing them that we can actually be better than what they said we were.
It's the haters that we put on that fake face for.
Yes, exactly. It's the haters, always the haters
that watch us all the time that we feel like we need to put on it for. And it's not the people that, like, know us that we put on that fake face for. It's the haters that we do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we really, really, it just needs to stop.
We should not. Yeah. It should not be a thing to satisfy your haters. Like,
no, not at all.
I feel like Hannah Montana.
Yay!
Living a double life. I feel like Hannah Montana most of the time. Like,
it goes back to that Hannah Montana song. What is it?
What is it?
Oh, I gotta look it up.
It's coming to me. Hold on.
Hang on.
I was about
best
to
of both worlds.
Yes.
It's the theme song. Best of both worlds. Yeah. Same.
I feel like
that is my life.
I feel like we're living that, but like with the fake smile.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So, how do you handle the haters that just bring you down in everyday life?
Honestly, I put my earbuds in, and I go and I spend my time doing what I love. I do my horses.
Jam into the music.
Yeah.
Yes. I put on my, whatever I'm feeling in the mood for, whether it be heavy metal, country, anything, the pop music, anything. I put my earbuds in, and I just disappear for a little bit. And I've gotten so far into the point where I don't post anything anymore on social media, because I'm just like, who is it even for? It's not even for ourselves anymore. It's for the other people.
Exactly.
Like, why? Why are we putting all of this on social media? Oh, so everybody can comment and get their own judgment about everything?
Exactly.
No.
And that's sadly what the world's come to nowadays, is there's so many people that when you post online or even just everyday life, when you are just out in person, they could be like, ew, you don't look good today, or your hair is messy, or you're just not it right now. And I think that comes back to the point where you said, Jennifer, that you try to stay off of social media just because you don't want to let the haters get you down.
Exactly. Like, I go to the barn, I feed my sweatpants and my shorts, and I don't care about life. I go and I ride my horses and whatever I want. I don't care about life. But
I hate that we all feel like we can't post that on social media.
I know.
Like, it's such a
normal thing.
All of
us are literally doing the exact same thing. We're all feeding with a messy bun and ratted up hair and sweatpants
that hasn't been washed in like days.
Like, why is it a thing that people can't be themselves on social media? That's what we need to get to the root of here. Like, it's unreal.
I also feel like people don't post the real stuff. Like,
exactly,
it's just it's the fake stuff.
It's the fake stuff.
Like, it's the, oh, I curled my hair today, I'm gonna go get my lash lift and go feed my horses. Like, no!
Ain't none of us out here curling our hair on a daily basis. I'm just here to tell you, it's not a thing. Like, maybe in high school, but when you get to the real world, ain't nobody care what your hair look like.
I was gonna say, like, nobody. We all hair looks like, and I'm barely even going to do it with a heatless curler most days of the week.
You're lucky enough if I'm going to brush through my hair in the morning. Like, no way. You won't. Mm-mm.
No.
You guys are making great points.
That's the thing. Is like, I feel like it's so fake anymore.
Exactly,
people
yeah.
just post it and say, oh, look at this cute picture. Oh, yeah, this is my real life with quotation marks around it.
Yeah. Major.
But, like, yeah. no. We all know everyone's out there in their sweatpants, their leggings, and their whatever they wear, their Hey Dudes, their muck boots, whatever. And it's like, who cares? Like,
exactly.
who cares yep. what we look like when we're out there in, like, real life? Like, I never, ever, ever wear jeans on my days off. Like, ever.
Heck no.
If I
hate
to
wearing
town,
jeans. What are you talking about?
In, like, shorts or...
sweatpants.
Leggings.
Something.
Like, something that is not what I normally wear on a daily basis because I'm just over it.
Yeah.
I'm over all of it.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't even feel like going to town most days of the week. I just don't even want to go.
Yeah, I don't... It's... The world just became a different place. And, like, I feel like... Everybody struggles, but they don't want you to see it.
Exactly. And
I hate that.
We also feel, and I don't know about anybody else, but like whenever I'm struggling anytime, I don't want anybody to see it.
Exactly.
And that's
yeah.
the thing is like,
yeah.
I go ghost whenever I'm like, the last few weeks I've been feeling a little bit off and I just go ghost. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to talk to anybody about any of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And I just want to like be left alone in my own little peaceful world.
Yeah.
But that's what this podcast is about. We're going to literally... spill the beans. Like, here it is. Mic drop. We are all going through it every single day.
Yeah.
Like, people need to see that it is normal and it is okay
yeah.
to struggle in everything. School, work, your job, your relationships, life. Just, life is hard.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're all living it. You may as well just share it with everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's
the truth, not the fake stuff.
And that's exactly. the thing is I feel like maybe some of us just need to post all real life. On it.
Yeah.
Like,
let the
real.
People see the real
yes.
you and stop hiding your fake smile and pretending you're okay when you're not okay.
Screw it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Screw it.
So what? You don't drive the biggest truck and trailer. So
exactly.
what? You don't ride the most expensive horse.
Exactly.
So I'm not walking around with a Louis Vuitton purse on my arm.
Or
oh,
I got
darn.
The best shoes in the whole world
Something.
That cost $300.
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, darn. I bought my jeans at Walmart. They
exactly.
still fit just the same
yep.
as yours. I put one leg in after the other, just like you do.
Exactly.
We are all the same people living in the same world.
I definitely told you this podcast was going to be adventurous, and now it's time. I have a question for you, Carter, while we're still on the subject about struggles. What's the biggest struggle with relationships for you?
Well, that's a pretty funny subject there, Braxton. So, not once in my life would I have ever told you that when I turned 24, I would be divorced. Just got through a divorce that was rough. I thought I was going to be with this guy the rest of my life. And you know what? God had other plans.
Exactly.
It is what it is. It's fine. He's doing better. I'm doing better. Whatever. But going through that last couple of months was pretty rough. And there was a lot of life changes that kind of opened my eyes to some things. And it just... I don't know. Life has a weird way of changing when you least expect it. And I'm telling you, the rug got ripped right out from underneath me. I thought I had it all figured out.
And
guess
God
what?
Said,
God
no,
said, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, girl. Watch this. He said, you think you got a plan? It ain't my
it
plan.
Ain't my
Here
plan.
We go.
Yes.
And straight up just flipped me to another direction. I don't know. I don't know why, but it is what it is.
Well, I mean, look at me. I was engaged in January and then found out he was cheating on me. And
literally,
like, and we should never settle for the man that literally, or woman,
exactly.
that literally just completely makes you feel like you've lost yourself in every aspect.
Yeah.
But see, and that's another thing with hiding yourself on social media. Most of the dating happens behind a phone
behind
now.
Behind a phone, yeah.
What you see on social media, they think is what they're getting in real life. And
exactly.
then they get in there and you're a real person and they're like, I don't really like this.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
That's wrong.
And that's the other thing is like, even whenever you are real with them, they can't, it's like sometimes they can't accept the real self with you.
Exactly,
like, I have
yes.
They can't comprehend like, that you're not what you are on social media.
Exactly, like, everyone has your bad days. Everyone has them. Okay? figure out how to be one, go through one with me. Like, exactly. It's not
figure
just
out how to deal with it. Like,
it's not just, oh, you're having a bad day. I'm going to disappear for this day and then come back a week later. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Be there for the whole thing.
Exactly. Or... That goes back to the struggle.
Oh, God.
And the fake. I don't think
that's the thing.
That was perfect.
Sorry about that, guys.
Real life.
See, I'm real life, man.
And exactly. That's the thing is like, we need to add, like, okay, so my ex hated my horses and got so jealous of my horses and would get so mad when I would be in the barn until 10 o'clock at night. It's normal for us,
life.
Like, us people,
that's
us
who we
people,
are,
exactly,
to be in the barn until 10 o'clock. Like, oh my God, every single day having a fight about it. It was just, it was stupid. It was petty. It was useless.
Yeah.
The right thing around. The right person is not going to fight you on your dream.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like,
God has a plan for it. And if it's not his timing, it's nobody's timing.
I'm here to tell you that man's timing is legit.
Exactly.
I'm living it. And at this point, I have stopped making my own decisions. If it happens, it's because he wanted it to happen. And that's what we're doing.
And that's the thing.
Faith in him. That's exactly. All I've got
to
say.
We just need to literally not think about what, oh, this should be like this. No. God has his own plan for all
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
And yep. It's not for us to be in control of it. I am kind of a control freak a little bit.
9 times out of 10, our plan is not his plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I very much so feel the need to be in control of my own life. Like, I need to feel that,
good luck with that.
Security in it. But here's the thing is like, we don't have security over it. Like, we will never have it because it's God's plan on everything on
exactly.
it. And that's the thing is like, he couldn't control me in that aspect. So guess what? See you later. The dog never liked you anyways.
He really didn't.
Okay, Lila. Really didn't. So the first time Lila was ever at his house, she pooped all over his bed. Like, she hated him from the get-go. I'm not even kidding you.
Look, okay, animals have a way
of telling you. They don't like that
and
person.
Dixie,
also
you know my red
not
man,
like her.
Tried to kill him twice. Oh, it was hilarious. Now looking back at it, I know I shouldn't say that it was hilarious, but now looking back at it, it was like...
It was.
Ladies and gentlemen, always trust what your dog says.
Exactly.
That's all I've
or
got to say.
Or cat, or
whatever
pig,
pet
or whatever pet
you have.
Trust
they
their
know.
Rebel only liked him because he gave him cookies.
That one did. What are you talking about? You gave me cookies.
No kidding. Give me cookies. Life is great.
Exactly. Cookies.
But like, Apache ran off with him. That was the best
Whoops.
Video of my life. I'm like, quit kicking him and he'll quit going faster.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. We are just.
We're a hot mess. Welcome to our chaotic Tuesday night. While we're still on the subject, let's just talk about struggles with our friendships or our friends helping us through those struggles.
I'm telling you right now, there ain't no way I could get through my stuff without my people. Like,
exactly.
Find your people, because everybody's going to struggle. You're all going to have it. Find your people.
Can say, like, you know me.
Oh, girl.
And, like, when I was going through my mental breakdown a few weeks ago, like, literally.
On the subject, it's normal to have a mental breakdown, people.
Yeah, if you don't,
have
you're
them.
Not normal.
It's fine. Go
like,
see a therapist. It's all good. It is what it is.
I literally was calling you and Danny left and right about it because I couldn't handle life by myself through that. Because
and you shouldn't have to handle your life
you should,
by yourself.
That's why
have
you have
your people.
People that support you and they're like, hey, I'm here for you if you need it.
And like,
even if it's just a phone call to vent. Like, you want me to literally just put my headphone in and you just yap in my ear for 3 hours?
Oh,
right, I'm down.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I got dishes to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
right
part
here.
Of being an adult. Like, you got things to do. I'm going to do them, but I'm still going to listen. I'm still going to have your back.
I'm still going to be
and
here
when
you
need me. And that's the thing is like, I feel like a lot of people don't do that, but they need to. Like, find your one or three good friends. Like, okay, my friend circle is only like 3 people. 4 at the most. But like, those people... People think that, like, having a bunch of friends is, like, fantastic. Let me explain something. You need them $50 friends.
Yes.
Not those
yeah.
10 cents friends. Those $50 friends. Because those $50 friends are going to be the ones that stick around through everything with you. They're not going to be the ones that, you know, are just come and go as they please. They're going to be the ones that stick around. Like Carter has been through everything with me. Braxton, he's a little bit of a new friend. Love you.
He's a newbie.
I'm a little behind.
He's about 5 years behind, but you know what? If I needed you, I'd call you and you'd always answer
the phone. In a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, all of us are there for each other every single day, day in and out. Like, I don't think there is a single day that we go without talking to each other. Yeah. At least once or twice. Yeah. Like, sending TikToks back and forth, sending memes, talking to each other, like... We are present in each other's lives as friends. Like,
24, even if, I mean, I think it's like every single minute of every hour, honestly.
Like, you called me the other night whenever you were having problems with, you know, that one thing. But, like, we all have situations.
Like, I mean, I just went through the divorce. You guys have got your people. I'm literally getting ready to make a big move. 3 states away. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that you people have my back. Even
100%.
Even being 13 hours away, you people are still going to have my back. I don't have a single question about that.
Like, you were 7 hours away, and I was literally calling you at least once a week in Michigan, being like, this is happening.
Here's my life. Like, this is what's going on. Now, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and then, like, whenever I just wanted to... Because it was an all-around bad situation with all of it. And it was just animal abuse.
Yeah.
I'm like, Carter, I need a way out. We need to figure my way out. Like, I need to move. I need to leave. I need to come home.
And I'm just here to tell you that I went there that weekend. Got y'all together. We talked about it. 2 months later, yous back home.
Yeah.
Because that's who we is. You say, I need out. You're done. No question. I'm not going to question you.
So how do you know those friends are really in your corner?
I mean, really, that's just a trial and error experience. Like,
I know that they're in your corner when you struggle and they don't walk away.
Well, that's very true because, I mean, literally all three of you, or all two of you, have been beside me on the days that we've had bad and everything. But, like, at the same token, like, you know, You've got to find those people that literally won't walk away whenever you're having your bad days.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, nobody's got your back. And you don't want to be... Like, going through everything by yourself is just not fun.
It's not.
No.
And it's not healthy. You have to have those people, whether that person be your mom, your grandpa, your dad, anyone.
Somebody who's there for you when you really need it the most.
Genuinely there.
Yes. Yeah.
And not
and has your best interest at heart.
Yeah,
and not just full of a bunch of BS that doesn't...
Drama.
And bringing up the drama in there and, like, not having you at your best interest in anything. Like, you got to have those people that don't just pull the wool over your eyes, say, oh, yeah, it's fine. And
then turn around and agree with
everything. Yeah. The moment I knew I had good friends was when I said, am I being dumb? And they said, yeah, you are. All right, I mean, cool. Great. Thanks. That's exactly what I needed. I don't want the, oh, no, that's a great idea. Oh, no, that's a fantastic. Again, fake people. I can't.
Yeah.
Those are not the people to have.
Don't sugarcoot it. I've always said, don't ever sugarcoot it with me.
Be honest. Yeah. Don't lie to my face. Don't turn around and lie and say, or...
Give me the blunt, honest truth.
Or, like, not even be here when I need you the most.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, most people that you're gonna meet in your life are gonna just want to be fake around you. Like, no. Thank you. Next. Yeah. Bye. I don't want you there.
Thank you, next. Shout out to Ariana Grande
for
the song
tag. Yes! Carter, I have a question for you. How do you cut those people out of your life?
I'm not going to lie. It's hard. Making any changes to, I mean, the people that you feel like you trust the most, it's going to cause a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak, but you really just have to hold on to the fact that God has a plan, and if those people... are pulled out of your life, it's for a reason. He is not going to pull anybody out of your life that is supposed to be there. So you have to take that for what it is. And if he pulls them out, you got to know that it's for a reason.
He saw things that you didn't see behind closed doors.
Yeah. It just, having faith, to be honest, is really the only way I can get myself through what he pulls from my life. Yeah. And if it's meant to be, it'll come back. And if it's not, it was because it wasn't what you needed. It wasn't
what you needed, yeah.
And part of that goes along with the fact that the people that you think get pulled out of your life as well are people that you outgrow. And God lets you grow in a way that you need to.
Exactly.
And that's the thing is and if those people aren't willing to grow with you, then it's just holding you back.
Exactly.
So you need to move on to grow, to be better for yourself. Like, I'm going to say something, and we're all three going to understand it. Fallon Taylor says, grow 1% every single day.
Every single day.
Hold yourself accountable for that 1%. If people are holding you back to not grow, screw them.
Yeah, get rid of them. They were never in your corner anyways.
Exactly. And those are usually the people that have that fake face and usually the ones that bash you behind closed doors.
And that's the biggest reason why I have to really lean back on what is happening in God's plan, because I may not have the strength to let go of somebody that's been in my life for 24 years.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens if I come along a friend or a relationship that has been in my life for over a decade?
Yeah.
I don't have the strength to let go of that. My heart tells me that there's still good there because I try to see the good in people.
Yeah.
But you know what? He takes them out because I can't.
Because you can't.
And
exactly.
He will legit just remove them out of your life when you physically can't see what is going on.
And I also feel like sometimes he shows you that fake face. Like, you
know. Oh, he's 100% going to show you the signs.
And here's the thing is I feel like sometimes we see those signs, but we ignore them because we're like, I don't know how
red
to function without that.
Red flags turn into green flags real quick.
Exactly.
And here's the thing is we need to pay attention to those red flags in everything. And I feel like that's hard to do because we always want to see the good in everybody.
Yeah.
I guess.
I feel like a lot of that lies in our own insecurities, in our own, our self-insecurities, that we feel like we can't get through life without them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you start relying on a person like that and start making decisions based on somebody else, that's when he's going to say, oop, nope, you're done, taking you out, let you make the life decisions that you want. And then after you have found yourself, if he chooses to plop that person back in, great. If not,
then so be it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And I also feel like going along with that, you know the TikToks that are like the people pouring the like water in and making the clear water?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes. Okay,
was it like water into a wine glass or something?
Something like that.
How you heal for
trauma. Yes. And that's the thing is I also feel like sometimes we pick people that have this like either the same trauma as us, and they're either the best friends or they're the worst friends.
Yes.
And here's the other thing with that is like, you can't have somebody that just keeps pouring that black water in your cup and not pouring any clear water in your cup as well.
Like
you need those people that are willing to help you through everything.
Yeah.
Not just those people that are willing to keep
you
in
it. Drag you down. And I'm here to tell you that it's really, really hard.
It is difficult.
To pour from your own cup when it is empty.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
If you can fill it yourself, fill it, find friends that fill it for you, and then do the same for them. Like, if you can fill each other's cups every day, you'll never have a bad life.
I think
say, like, both of you have literally, like, we've been Snapchatting at night, and I'm, like, bawling my eyes out, and you're, like, calling me, and you're, like, what's going on?
What's wrong?
Why are we doing this?
I guarantee you that there ain't a single phone call that you will call me crying that you don't leave with a smile on your face. Because
exactly.
I will not. 4 hours later, maybe. But guess what? I will not get off that phone till I know that you are okay.
Yeah.
Because I got y'all back. Like, it is...
Yeah.
That's just who we are as people. Like, that's who people need.
I feel like that's why our friend group works so well.
I think that's why we're all so close. Is because we're always there whenever somebody needs
us. And again, I'm going to go back to the, it doesn't matter what's happening. We're always filling each other's cups.
Yes.
Like, we're not dragging you down. Am I going to sit here and tell you that, you're making a dumb decision?
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm also going to tell you that you're a grown adult. If you want to make this dumb decision, do it. Fine.
I'll tell you that you have a bad decision later.
Yeah.
But I'll be there when you get your heart broke. Like, I'll be there when you get hurt. I'm still going to pick you up. I'll kick you in the butt on the way there, but...
It'd be
But I'm still here when
you need me. You still get to do what you want to do, but I'm going to be here no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is I feel like sometimes you've got to make those bad decisions for yourself in a way.
To learn.
Because I have...
Never be afraid to make a bad or wrong decision. If you are making a decision, it cannot go wrong. All it is a learning experience.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's the thing is like we have learned from... And like... Carter's went through things that I haven't went through, and you've went through things that I haven't went through.
Most definitely.
But all of us
yes.
have went through them, and, like, we can give each other,
like, somebody
kind of
knows
our
something.
Perspective on something.
Yeah.
And that's how you, to have those friends that, like, are there for you through it, and, like, see the good in it, are good, because of the simple fact they can look at it and say, yeah, you might be making a bad decision, but you're going to do whatever you want anyway, so what really matters about asking me, but... Here's my 2 cents.
Yeah.
But,
it's,
like...
It's kind of one of those things, you make the bad decision, make sure you take pictures, because I want to see
what happens.
Exactly!
I want to see how this turns out, too. I'm invested. Let's, you know, you want to make a bad decision? Let's do it together.
Right?
Like,
I'm in it.
I'm here for you.
I'm in it.
I am in it to win it, okay?
Oh, January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Back to the chaotic mess.
Hey, look, you know, this is life. This is this is what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah.
We're all struggling. We all have those days and those moments where we're like, you know what? I can't do it anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
it is what it is.
It's that unhinged. You gotta always the unhinged.
Yes.
Like, I am a firm believer.
You have to have
a being
moment.
A little hinged right now because we know me.
Yeah.
And like, I'm
very proud of you, Jennifer. Very proud.
Anybody who knows this girl knows
that
this is so mild right now.
Everything for me is like, I give the unhinged, filtered version to my friends, but I put on that.
But honestly, that's what people need.
But
most of the time, that's what they need to
they
say.
People need to live unfiltered.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, I am so
Snapchat
filtered.
Is ruining this generation, man.
Exactly.
Yay. With your googly eyes and stuff.
All the filters.
Like, here's the other thing is like, I definitely am so put together around the people that I don't know. Like, I try so hard to put myself together around those people. Because you don't know if that person's going to take a picture of you. And then a week later, it pop up and be like, look at this chick. Like,
so
look at her.
Here's what I'm going to say to that. Live a life that you're not afraid of other people taking a picture of. Live your best life. Stop being afraid of what other people are going to say. If you're living your best life and you're living the life that you want to live, nobody else's opinion matters. If they want to take a picture of it and post it on social media,
let them.
Guess what? Do it, because I did 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Now you're copying me.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
And
live that life to what you want, not what everybody else wants, or to what you see on social media. Because, we're posting stuff on social media that's like, oh, look, yay, me. So is everybody else.
So is everybody else. Yeah.
None of that stuff that you see is real.
Yeah.
None of it.
No.
And I
people don't live that way.
No.
And
no,
I feel like it's so, like, everybody just wants to be fake and, like, they just want all the likes. They just want all the views.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about that?
Yeah.
Post yourself. Post what you feel like is necessary.
Be real.
Like,
be real
be,
and be who you are.
Like, I know I'm guilty of it. I never post a video of me knocking barrels. I hate it. I just, but
heck
I keep,
no.
but
yes.
I keep,
it.
Yeah.
But I keep that in my mind and like literally every single night, go back to it, watch it every night.
Every night.
Every night. I pick that video apart and just watch every little last detail of it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like, we shouldn't be afraid to post those videos of us knocking.
100%, yeah.
Just
and
because
like,
somebody else is going to say something about it, guess what? We need to be secure enough in our self, in our own life.
To say, hey.
That, hey, it doesn't really matter what you say.
It's what
I'm
living of myself.
It.
It's my life.
Exactly.
Yes.
And like, you posted that video of you running into the wall.
Heck yeah, I did.
Best.
I made it a funny video.
Right?
You have to laugh. Like, what are you
going
to
no
do?
There's no other point. If you're coming, if you're mad at yourself over some situation like that,
somebody else has lived that same situation.
Exactly.
Somebody else has probably lived worse.
100%.
Exactly. And that's the other thing is I feel like we, as a generation in a whole, we don't want to, like, we don't want, we want the fake. We don't want the unfiltered. We don't want the unsugar-coated.
Yes.
And I feel like we need the unsugar-coated.
We need all of that.
We
yeah.
need everything. Because I'm going to tell you what. I lived in Michigan by myself completely. Had no one. Had no one at all.
Yeah.
I had you back home, and that is it.
Yeah.
That I mean, like, And I also have my sister. But here's the thing is like, no one saw me on a day-to-day on all the struggles because I didn't post it on social media because I didn't want people to know about
it. What was happening.
And that's
in
the
my
thing
life.
Is I was so depressed. Mm-hmm. So depressed when I was up there because I couldn't just be myself and like go and do my thing because like it was not a thing to be what.
It isn't a thing. It's not a thing anywhere to be yourself. It's, to be honest with you, I feel like it's frowned upon to be yourself on social media. Like, people make fun of each other, and people are harsh.
People are very harsh, and my striped jeans are everywhere.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't care if I get looked at anymore. I don't care. You want to look at my striped jeans and make fun of my striped jeans?
Exactly.
By all means, I don't care. Exactly. I wear my red jeans to run my barrel horse. I wear my red jeans to go and pick up my feet. I go to the grocery store in them, and I get those strange looks, and I'm just like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, there's no point.
If you're going to stare, take a picture, it lasts 10 times longer.
Exactly.
Please make my day on it.
So this all goes back to the point that we all can put on fake smiles, but we're really not okay deep down inside. Find you those people to stay in your corner no matter what and when you need them the most. Thank you guys for tuning into The Reason.
I'm going to challenge everybody that's listening. We had talked about being unfiltered and just living your best life. Y'all need to start taking pictures and posting it on social media. Tag us, hashtag The Reason to be unfiltered. And let's just live unfiltered lives.
Yes. Like, we need to always live unfiltered because who cares anymore?
Who cares?
What are we even doing it for? Like, why are we putting on the fake face? Like, who really cares?
Be yourself.
We need to live unfiltered 24/7.
Yes.
Be the reason to be unfiltered. Share your pictures, tag us in them. Yes. We want to see it.
Until next time, we're signing out.